Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Jones had just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we are going to dig deep now on Max Mitchell, who the Jets drafted in the fourth round out of Louisiana. He's going to be a swing tackle, but as we're going to find out, he can play all over the offensive line. He's taking snaps everywhere except center. And so to do that, we talked to somebody who covered Max Mitchell his entire career, covered Louisiana football for the Daily Advertiser. Now he's covering LSU football for TigerRag.com, Mr. Tim Buckley. Tim, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's summertime here in the New York, New Jersey area, and as I was telling you, I've had enough of the bad weather, so I'm more than ready for this summertime stuff.
I hear you. Although we've been in 90s and sweating most of the past couple weeks. So, there's trade-offs to everything.
This is very true. But think of it this way. At least you're not in Arizona or Las Vegas with 115 degrees, right?
There you go. You're absolutely right.
So let's dig in on Max Mitchell here, and we'll start with his high school career. It's interesting, Tim, because Max Mitchell was not heavily pursued as a recruit. He was only a two-star recruit, and he was going to Neville High School in Monroe, Louisiana. So he was a local kid, and it was Billy Napier's first recruiting class. And as he described it, they sort of had to rush through the class to get some guys in there. So they didn't get all the top-level recruits that they were looking at, but I thought it was fascinating that not only was Max Mitchell a local guy, so he had ties there, but he had ties to Rob Sale, who was the offensive line coach, because Rob Sale had also graduated from Neville High School. So a kinship there. Talk to me a little bit about how Max Mitchell wound up at Louisiana, that recruiting class, Napier and Sale bring him aboard, and how everything kind of came together.
Yeah, you know, he is local in a sense, in that he's a state kid, but he's not local in the sense that he's a Lafayette kid or a Cadiana kid or a true Cajun kid, because he's from the northern part of the state up in Monroe, and it really is two different worlds. And they, you know, on both sides pretty much consider it as such. But that being said, he played at Neville High, which is one of the state powers, but I'm going to tell you, to put into perspective, he was so lightly recruited. He didn't have any other FBF offers at all. He only had one FCS offer, which was from Northwestern State, Southland Conference school. His offers were he had an offer from Arkansas Monticello. I'm sure you're familiar with the Boll Weevils. Wachita Baptist, also another NCAA Division II program out of Arkansas. Those were the kind of offers the kid was getting. But you're absolutely right. Rob Sale has the Neville High connection because he played there. Rob Sale, who played on the offensive line at LSU, and you know, had been with Napier at other stops, and including Alabama, and he worked alongside him at Arizona State, and Rob Sale, who was Billy Napier's first hire when Napier left Arizona State, where of course he had the coordinator's job, and took the head job to replace Mark Hudspeth at University of Louisiana. Sale was just like an instant attachment that he brought him along. And part of it was because Rob Sale knows Louisiana and he has the recruiting connections and all of that. And they almost instantly jumped onto Max Mitchell and identified him not only as somebody who can develop, but as somebody who they could land. And he was one of those true under the radar kids. So the Rob Sale connection certainly paid off, and you know, Rob was loyal to Napier for 3 years, and when Napier turned down some of the SEC jobs that he had opportunities for, including Mississippi State, and he was certainly in the mix for that next season, South Carolina and Auburn openings, when Napier didn't jump at those openings, Sale left for the New York Jets. For the New York Giants for a year to coach the offensive line, which did. And then Napier takes the Florida job. Now Rob Sale is back with Napier as the O-line coach at the University of Florida. But Rob Sale was instrumental not only in the recruiting of Max Mitchell, but certainly in his development as well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Rob Sale would be instrumental not just in the development of Max Mitchell, but as you said, really convincing Napier that they needed to bring Max Mitchell to Louisiana, because being somebody that had graduated from Neville High School himself, Rob Sale was aware of the high level of football and conditioning that was going on there. It was top of the line, and so they felt that a guy who was a late bloomer in that type of program, getting that type of coaching, was prime for development at the NCAA level, and so they went out and they brought him in. And it's funny because Rob Sale and Billy Napier saw something in Mitchell that nobody else on the team saw, including his fellow offensive linemen. In fact, Ken Marks, who was a senior guard at the time, said that Coach Sale came up to all of them and said, "We're going to have one of these freshmen playing a lot this year," referring to Max Mitchell. And Marks would look at Mitchell, and the rest of the guys on the offensive line would look at Mitchell and say, really, this guy? And in fact, Marks said, whenever we looked at Max, we didn't think that about him. Max was always that clumsy guy, that goofy looking guy. But when he got in and Coach Sale drilled him and we got him into fall camp, we were like, oh, all right, he can actually play. And Marks went on to talk about how Mitchell might look a little goofy and awkward, but really both mentally and physically was ready to go on that Ragin' Cajun's offensive line. Somebody who didn't take as much bringing along as they thought he would. He started to really grasp things quickly. Was that his reputation there with the Ragin' Cajuns, Tim, that he was a fast learner?
Well, certainly. And I remember writing every word of what you just read there. That was what he stepped into. And there was question marks among some of those experienced offensive linemen, including a couple of them who we can talk about a little bit later, who are currently in the NFL. But that room, you know, they kind of wondered, but Max ended up, he played in all 14 games as a true freshman, which is something that's a great thing, I think, for the Jets, because, you know, he's not one of these guys who, you know, was a classic fifth-year senior out of a group of five program, you know, who redshirted his freshman year. He's not one of these, you know, sixth-year guys, you know, because of the whole COVID thing, or even in the case of the guy who you mentioned, Ken Marks. Ken Marks played and started for the Cajuns as a seventh-year senior, which is just kind of insanity. But anyway, I digress. He's got 4 years of solid college experience, but a ton of upside too, because he still is as young as he is. And it did not take him long at all to show that he fit in. But the thing was, especially when he showed up for, you know, offseason training, and the freshman came in, I guess it was June of that year. He had some baby fat with him. I mean, they do have a terrific conditioning program at Neville, which, as I said earlier, really is one of the Louisiana State High School football powers traditionally. But he just hadn't really fully developed yet. He was a young high school senior, still has a bit of a baby face, but he shed a lot of the baby fat, transformed the body, and turned out into what he has.
As far as what you just said, Tim, with the baby fat, it was described that he got in there 290 pounds, but it wasn't all good weight. So he had to first lose the weight and then build it back up in muscle. He wound back up at 290 pounds, but it was a very different 290 pounds.
Yeah, it really was. And I've seen him listed as much as, I think, around 307 now. I think when he went to the combine, he was right on that 299 to 301 kind of border, which I think bodes well for what it sounds like the Jets are looking for, which is a little bit of the quicker, lighter offensive lineman type guy. And Max has the build for that. He doesn't carry a ton in the middle. It's, you know, for a, whatever it is, 6'6" and a half, 300-poundish frame. It's pretty lean, pretty muscular, and nothing like it looked like coming out of Neville.
Tim, as you said, Max Mitchell got into 14 games as a true freshman, even though he thought he might have to redshirt. And then his sophomore year, he ends up as a starter. And I thought this was wild, because one thing that's very important for offensive linemen, especially in the NFL, is versatility. Now, you look at a guy, you might say, oh, this guy could play right tackle and left tackle. That's pretty cool. But in the case of Max Mitchell, he can play both tackle spots and both guard spots. And we know this because not only did he take plenty of reps at all those spots, but as you documented in a great article that you wrote, there was one game where Max Mitchell had to go from tackle to guard and back again in the same game. So the Jets are getting a guy that can really do everything.
Yeah, they really are. He does have tremendous versatility. That one game that you're talking about, it actually was there, if I got the date right, I guess that would have been their 2019 season opener against Mississippi State, if memory serves, in New Orleans in the Superdome. And it was because Ken Marks got sustained a season-ending knee injury in that game, that they ended up doing some shuffling on the line, and Max ended up playing guard. He practiced guard too, so he was prepared for that. But he really is more of a tackle who can play guard. And the interesting thing with him is he was for the Cajuns. I mean, he played on both sides, but he was primarily a right guard. And the Cajuns had a terrific little left-handed quarterback, Levi Lewis, who ended up signing as an undrafted free agent with Seattle. So, you know, he was protecting the blind side of this left-handed quarterback, and that's why he ended up playing on the right side as much as he did. He actually played later in his career next to another terrific offensive lineman, Osiris Torrance, who ended up following Napier in Florida. He left left the Raging Cajuns and joined the Gators, and he's somebody who they have pegged with you know, certainly NFL potential. But he's a younger kid. And then early in his career, he played next to one of two offensive linemen that the Cajuns had drafted in the same year, Robert Hunt, who was drafted by the Dolphins and has found a home down there in Miami. So he's accustomed to playing next to talent, but he's a talent in his own right.
Tim, the development of Max Mitchell, both mentally and physically, is very interesting because not only did he develop as a talent on the offensive line, but as a leader. And this is something that he attributes largely to Billy Napier and to, of course, Rob Sale. And here's what running back Chris Smith had to say about the leader that Mitchell turned into. He's become a more confident guy. This past summer, he stepped up more as a leader. He's helping lead the offensive line. He's helping the team with more leadership, too. We've had this leadership group, and he's going to step up and continue to do what he does. And Billy Napier, whenever he had to send players to go to these functions to represent the football program, he trusted Max Mitchell to be the representative for the Louisiana football program. So tell me a little bit more about the development of Max Mitchell as a player with Napier and with Rob Sale, but also the development of Max Mitchell as a leader, because as we know, the Jets are looking for players that fit in well in the locker room, that are leaders, that love football, that contribute positively to the team in all aspects, not just on the field, but off. Tell me a little bit more about all of that with Max Mitchell.
Well, he wasn't the boisterous type at all coming out of Neville, and he still really isn't like the over-the-top, you know, ugly get-in-your-face leader kind of guy, but he followed the lead of one of the guys I mentioned earlier, Robert Hunt, the Dolphins draft choice, and the other Cajuns offensive lineman who was drafted in the same draft as Hunt, and he was a mid-round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers and had started several games for the Steelers, Kevin Dotson. And it was when those two left that there was a void, and Max, you know, stepped right in, and, you know, after watching leadership quality that those two had exhibited and that Ken Morks did as well, Max just kind of, you know, naturally picked that up and picked up where those guys left off. And yeah, it was the guidance of Napier, the guidance of Sale, but it was largely watching some of the other people around him in that room, including not only Sale, but also, and this is, you know, just it was an incredibly devastating thing for the program, but the assistant offensive line coach that the Cajuns had, a fellow by the name of DJ Looney, who in the middle of Max's career, during a preseason training camp session, suffered a heart attack on the practice field. And they lost DJ Looney, and it spent the entire following season basically paying tribute to him. And DJ Looney, as maybe as much as Rob Sale, was very instrumental in developing Max, not only as a player, but also his leadership qualities. DJ Looney played on the offensive line at Mississippi State. He had spent time as a assistant coach there as well. He was out of the Birmingham area, and the players, he was kind of one of those, you know, go-between guys that every college program has, where he's young enough to relate to the players and old enough to, you know, be trusted by the other assistant coaches and the head coach, Napier in this case. And it was an incredible loss for all those guys on the line, including Max. But DJ Looney's responsible for a lot of what you're talking about as well.
Tim, you talked about the relationship that Max Mitchell developed with the older players who went on to the NFL, Robert Hunt, who's now with the Dolphins, and Kevin Dotson, who's now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he still talks to them a lot. He's mentioned this a bunch, that he still seeks guidance from them. He talks to them regularly. Tell me a little bit more about the relationship that developed between Max Mitchell and both Robert Hunt and Kevin Dotson.
Those kids, as much as they had things that were different about them, they had a lot in common, in that they were all basically small town Louisiana, Texas kids. Robert Hunt was incredibly under recruited coming out of the tiny Texas town that he was from. And I remember when they offered him and he had committed, they were trying to get me to not, you know, put it out there, which I of course ignored, but anyway, because they were worried that somebody would come in and swoop him up. But Houston made a late play for him, but the Cajuns ended up signing him. And Kevin Dotson is from a similarly small town area. He's from the Baton Rouge area, but he's really from Plaquemine High, which is on the outskirts of Baton Rouge. And has a lot of, I think, the same, you know, small town feel, small town values as what Max experienced in Monroe, because it's not living in the big city, trust me, any of those places. And so I think that was kind of the main thing that they had in common. You know, that just mentioning Monroe, it makes me think about what we were talking about earlier in terms of the recruiting. You know, Max Mitchell had those D2 offers that I was talking about. He had the FCS offer from Northwestern State. He did not have scholarship offers from Louisiana Monroe, another Sun Belt Conference school, just like the Cajuns are. He didn't have an offer from Louisiana Tech, which was 20 miles from his hometown. So the Cajuns really did kind of swipe in there and, as it turns out, steal one.
Tim, from covering Max Mitchell throughout his entire college career, tell me a little bit more about him as a person. What's he like? And do you have any fun stories about him from the years that you spent covering him?
Yeah, he like I said, he's not, you know, he's not the over the top, loud, obnoxious type at all. He's very well spoken. Maybe even more on the quiet side, even though he has the leadership abilities that we talked about. Incredibly smart, like we talked about earlier. Napier took him to New Orleans to represent the program at Sun Belt Media Days. So he's that kind of kid. But you know, when COVID was going on, Max ended up missing some time in the middle of all of that, and he spent 10 days in isolation. And he was talking about just what a miserable experience that was. And I kind of revisited all of that a year later for a series that we did at the Daily Advertiser and through Gannett and the USA Today network. And boy, he did not like being cooped up for 10 days at all. He said there was a lot of video game playing. He was doing, you know, the like so many people did during the COVID era, the makeshift workouts in the backyard and everything. And he ended up missing some time because of it. And Max Mitchell is, trust me, not somebody who likes to be cooped up.
Tim, last question before you run. From the years of covering Max Mitchell, you've gotten to know him fairly well. You just talked about his personality. Tell me what you think about him coming here to New York to play for the New York Jets. Is it going to be a good fit? Because as you said, It's not exactly like he's from a big town or a big city. This is going to be a major life adjustment for him, going from where he is in Louisiana to New York, New Jersey, and having to deal with this level of media, this level of scrutiny. How do you think he's going to fit in here from that perspective culturally, but also as far as the locker room? It sounds like on paper he'd be a good fit because they're looking for guys who love football, who want to contribute positively. But what do you think? Is this going to be a good marriage?
Well, he's cut out for it. There's no doubt about it. Now, how he fits in, you know, roster-wise and all that, playing time-wise and all that, you just have to wait and see. But, I mean, look, he's – you guys don't play in Manhattan. He's not, you know, having to worry about, you know, walking Broadway and the streets of Manhattan and all of that. He'll be in Jersey. I think he can make that transition. I don't think the locker room's going to be any trouble for him, because he will be a not just a fit in kind of guy, but a fit in and make a difference kind of guy. Once he establishes who he is. But I think the other thing too is there was a lot of talk about Max Mitchell, you know, potentially being as high as at one point, maybe a second round draft choice. And you know, the Jets get him in the fourth round. So you lower the expectation bar a little bit. You're still invested in him. And so you're going to give him the time to develop and prove that he belongs and he can be a major contributor. But, you know, no matter who the kid is, you're not getting drafted in the fourth round by the Jets or anybody else if you're not getting some pretty solid recommendations from, you know, a Billy Napier and a Rob Sal like we talked about. And he had those guys squarely in his corner. So I think he's headed in the right direction, and we'll see how long of an NFL career it ends up being. But all indications are, especially for a fourth-round pick, that the Jets might have landed a good one.
Tim Buckley, who covered Louisiana football for a decade for the Daily Advertiser and now is covering LSU for TigerRag.com. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us this insight on Max Mitchell. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out your work and follow you on social media, how can they do that?
At TigerRag.com, we call ourselves the Bible of LSU sports, and you can find us online, and if you're ever in Baton Rouge, pick up the monthly magazine as well.
Make sure that you pick up the monthly magazine if you're in Baton Rouge, and of course, go to TigerRag.com, follow Tim on Twitter too, and check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got a fantastic All-22 video breaking down Max Mitchell's career at Louisiana. You can see it all on film. Watch the videos and subscribe if you haven't already. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.